Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We have been talking about Abraham, continuing this topic. We can help our Muslim friends to know that the righteousness of Abraham resulted from his faith. In spite of Abraham's sins, which are recorded in the Bible and in the Quran, Surah 26, verse 82, God forgave Abraham and declared him to be righteous. Abraham's faith in God and in his ability to perform what he had promised was accepted by God as righteousness. We know that from Genesis 15, verse 6, which states, Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Abraham's faith was an awesome example because he did not simply or merely bow to God's command, my Muslim friend, but Abraham believed that God's command was consistent with God's faithfulness. God's command to him to sacrifice his son was consistent with God's faithfulness. Of course, faithfulness in fulfilling his promise to Abraham. Abraham depended on the righteousness, goodness, and trustworthiness of God. Thus, his faith gave glory to God. Abraham's righteousness was not earned, but a God-given righteousness. I mean, Abraham's righteous status, and of course we talked before about Abraham's high status, Abraham's righteous status before God did not come from his own piety or merit earned by accumulating enough good works. Did not come because he prayed so many times a day and he fasted. He gave certain things to God or did certain things for the cause of God. Neither did it result from his genetic lineage. God accepted Abraham as righteous because of his belief in God and faith in God's power and faith in God's grace and faithfulness. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about Abraham, using Abraham to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. And we can read in Romans 4, verses 20 to 25, about that faith principle was really explained. And let me read to you these verses, my Muslim friend, and my Christian brothers and sisters. Yet he, Abraham, did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. I love it. I love the word of God. Romans 4, verses 20 to 25. Okay, now comes the question, who are the true children of Abraham? Well, my Muslim friend, the true children of Abraham, according to the word of God in the Bible, are those who have his faith. Regardless of race or ancestry, the Bible makes this reality clear. Consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And we read also in the Bible, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles, the non-Jews, by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. We read these precious words in Galatians 3, verses 6 to 9. And verses 13 and 14 further clarify that our identification with Abraham is based on faith. Christ redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. In other words, just as Abraham was saved by faith, the real children of Abraham are those who have faith in God and his promises. They are not those who rely on their own ability to keep the laws of God. Everyone who has this faith receives the blessing of justification. Because we read in Romans 4, verse 16, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. And of course, it is very important to help our Muslim friends know that the Messiah came through Abraham's lineage. God promised Abraham, through your offspring seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. Genesis 22, 18. Jesus is called the son of Abraham in Matthew 1, verse 1. The New Testament clarifies that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ, Galatians 3:16, to be continued in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We talked about God's promise to Abraham, through your offspring, through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. And the New Testament clarifies that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. So the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. Galatians 3. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus the Messiah descended from Abraham and came to earth to accomplish our salvation. Jesus' coming and sacrifice fulfilled God's promise to Abraham of the blessing to all people. Right? Are you with me? I hope you remembered previous programs. By believing in Jesus as Abraham did, people from all nations can receive salvation and be blessed with everlasting life. Okay, now, very important point I want you to remember to share with your Muslim friend when God gives you an opportunity. Through faith in Jesus, the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac can have a peaceful relationship with each other. As part of God's blessing to all people, I believe God wants them to be united in one happy family to enjoy peace, love, joy, and laughter. Okay? So when we talk about Muslims, Arabs, Jews, Israelis, I believe this is one of the most important points to mention to Muslims. That, hey, it is God's will and God's solution that through faith in Jesus, Jews and Arabs, Muslims and Israelis, and Americans, and the Spanish, and Japanese, and all people of the world will have peaceful relationship with each other, because God wants to bless all people through Abraham's seed, through Jesus Christ, and God wants us all to be united in one happy family to enjoy peace, love, joy, and laughter. Okay. Now, God's sacrificial love for us. Have you ever wondered, my Muslim friend, why God asked the father Abraham to give him his son instead of asking him to fast and pray or give him anything else? God did not ask Abraham to give him his land or possessions, but God asked him to give him his son, because a man's own son is more precious to his heart than anything else. Muslims understand that and relate to that and will agree with you. Continue sharing with your Muslim friend. I am sure that you will agree with me that because Abraham was willing to give up his own son to God, he proved that he was willing to give God anything and everything he had, because his son is the most precious thing to his heart. And that is exactly what God wants you to discover, my Muslim friend, about himself. We read about God in the Bible he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32, and you can actually open your Bible and show him this verse. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims through the topic of Abraham. Let me give you a real example. My wife Hella and I prayed that someone would donate a building to, or a house to our ministry. Let us assume that happens. And then we needed a chair to put in the building. I am sure I can ask this person to get us a chair, and he will gladly buy us a chair. Why? Because he gave us a building. My Muslim friend, I strongly encourage you now to repent and put your faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, so you can begin living your life knowing for sure that God will give you everything good throughout your life, here on earth and forever. Because usually Muslims are frightened from God. They don't know what God will do to them even on earth here. They don't know if they're going to suffer many problems or suffer many tragedies in life or not, if God is going to give them a bad life or not. Tell your Muslim friend that when you put your faith in Jesus and become born again, and you know for sure that God gave you Jesus, sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your sins, you will know, you will have the assurance and the peace in your heart, deep down in your soul, that God will do everything good in your life. I'm not saying you are not going to have problems, but even if you have problems or you suffer sometimes, it's going to be for your good, because God loves you, and he proved that 100% without any shadow of a doubt. Okay, Abraham had to make a choice between his love for God and his love for his son. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son to God proved that he loved God more than his son and more than anything else. Your Muslim friend will agree with you. When God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham no doubt suffered deeply as a father. He was ripped at the depth of his being as he took his living son who came from him to sacrifice him with his own hand. Imagine how Abraham must have felt. My Muslim friend, I am sure you will agree with me that when Abraham obeyed God and was ready to sacrifice his son to God, he proved beyond any doubt that he had perfect sacrificial love toward God. And God wants you to discover that he proved his perfect, awesome love toward you in the same way. To be continued next program. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you sacrificed of yourself. You gave us Jesus to die, to pay the penalty for our sins. God, we pray right now, me and my brothers and sisters, that you will use us, use our fellowships, your church, to communicate the most important information about your love and Jesus to multitudes of Muslims. God, use us for the salvation of millions of Muslims. According to your power, your spirit that works within us and through us, according to your love, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, God bestowed on us the greatest form of love by giving his own son, who was not created and whose presence he enjoyed from all eternity. God sacrificed what was most precious to his heart. The Bible shows us that God's love for Abraham and for us far surpassed Abraham's love for God and anyone's love for God. This is a very important point to communicate to your Muslim friend. And you tell him all God is asking you is to receive his love by putting your faith in Jesus Christ and by acknowledging your sin and believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sin. And by repenting, deciding not to live far from God anymore. My Muslim friend, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in him as your savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Love to send you some free materials and encourage you and perhaps guide you to a church close to you.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend. He's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.